Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing, and I'm making a move. I'm hesitating and I'm nervous, but that one word just feels like it's gonna be alright. I can make it through the night. Don't wanna hear your mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say. I just wanna hear you.
Number 25, chapter 25.
Amen.
While Israel was standing and sitting, the men began to indulge in sexual immorality with Moabite women, who invited them to sacrifice to their gods. The people ate and bowed down before these gods. So Israel joined in worshiping the Baal of Peor, and the Lord hung a bomb against them. The Lord said to Moses, take all the leaders of these people, kill them and expose them in broad daylight before the Lord, so that the Lord, fierce anger, may turn away from Israel. So Moses said to Israel, judges, each of you must put to death those of your men who have joined in worship the Baal of Peor. Then an Israelite man brought to his family a Midianite woman, right before the eyes of Moses and the whole assembly of Israel, while they were weeping at the entrance to the tent of meeting. Phinehas, son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, saw this. He left the assembly, took a spear in his hand, and followed the Israelites into the tent. He drove the spear through both of them, through the Israelites and into the woman's body. Then the plague against Israel was stopped. But those who died in the plague numbered 24,000. The Lord said to Moses and Phinehas, his son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest had turned my anger away from the Israelites, for he was as jealous as I am for my honor among them, so that in my zeal I did not put an end to them. Therefore tell him, I am making my covenant of peace with him. He and his descendants will have a covenant of a lasting priesthood, because he was jealous for the honor of his God and made atonement for the Israelites. The name of the Israelite who was killed with the Midianite woman was Zerah, son of Salu, the leader of the Simeonite family. And the name of the Midianite woman who was put to death was Cozbi, daughter of Zur, a tribal chief of the Midianite family. The Lord said to Moses, treat the Midianites as enemies and kill them, because they treated you as enemies when they deceived you in the affair of Peor. And their sister Cozbi, the daughter of a Midianite leader, the woman who was killed when the plague came as a result of Peor. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Hubert, out of Numbers. Oh, look like we have a full house today. Let's see. I have Auntie Dot. Amen.
Amen.
Sister Shirley, amen.
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 Let's see here. Auntie Betty.
Amen.
Auntie Janet.
Amen.
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 Sister Angela, amen.
Amen.
Auntie Carrie, amen.
Amen.
And I have Hubert and Mom, amen.
Amen.
Amen. I don't think I missed anyone. We have a full house tonight. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
But this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Welcome to the Nellen Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please.
Gracious God, we open ourselves up once again to welcome your blessed Son as our Savior and Liberator. And we ask you, Lord, to bless this prayer line while we go through it tonight and everyone that participates in it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that blessing, Mom. Let's see here. I'll start out with Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm going to read chapter 24, 36 to 44. The day and the hour unknown. But about the day or hour no one knows, not even the angel and helper, not his son, but only the father. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in the day before the flood, people was eating and drinking, marrying and getting and giving in marriage up to the day that Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be in the field, one will be taken, and the other one left. Two women will be running with a handmill. One will be taken and the other one left. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know what day your Lord will come. But understand this, if the owner of the house that had known at what time of night the thieves were coming, he would have kept watch and would not have let this house be broken into. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Matthew. Next I have Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read from John 17. Christ prayed for himself. These words spoke Christ and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, and he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this eternal life, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on earth. I have finished the work which was given to me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thy own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of John. Next I go to Mom. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm coming out of 114. when the Israelites...
I'm sorry, where are you coming from? I'm sorry.
Psalm 114. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
And Israel came out of Egypt, the house of Jacob, from a people of foreign tongues. Judah became God's sanctuary, Israel his dominion. The sea looked like fleas. The Jordan turned back. The mountains skipped like rams. The hill like lamb. Why was it, O sea, that you fled? O Jordan, that you turned back. You mountain that you skipped like rams. Your heel like lamb. Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, who turned the rock into a pool, the hard rock into springs of water. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Psalms. Next, I go to Sister Shirley. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Romans chapter 12, living sacrifices. Therefore,
I'm sorry,
what
you
saying, brother? Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore,
amen.
I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of Romans. Next, I go to Auntie Janet. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share from 31 Days of Praise.
Amen.
Worship before you, dear Lord, as the all-wise creator, the one who made heaven and earth and all that is in them, and saw that it was very good. We praise you for the honor of being in your image, personally formed by you for your glory, and gifted spiritually just as it has pleased you. Thank you for each strength and ability and desirable trait that you have given to us. Surely you have been good to us, O Lord. Thank you that we can enjoy our strength and gifts without pride or false modesty, as we give you the credit for them, praising you rather than congratulating ourselves. What do we have that we did not receive from you? All that we are and all that we have comes from you. It is all sustained by you, and we want it all to glorify you, not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name be the glory. And we specifically thank you for all that you have done, that you will do, and that you're doing even now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet, out of the 31 Days of Prayer. Next, I go to Sister Angela. Are you just a listener tonight, or are you going to have some good news to share?
Okay.
I don't know where that noise is coming from.
Hello? Hey.
Good job.
Too loud,
Okay, I'm sorry, Angela. What did you say now?
I pass.
Okay, all right. Let's see. Next I'll go to Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be coming out of Psalms 105, verse 1 through 10. Give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known among the nation that he has done what he has done. Sing to him. Sing praise to him. Tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the words he has done. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles, and the judgment he pronounced. O descendants of Abraham, his servant, O son of Jacob, his chosen one, he is the Lord our God. His judgment are in all the earth. He remembers his covenant forever, the word he commanded for a thousand generations, the covenant he made with Abraham, the oath he swore to Isaac. He confirmed it to Jacob as a decree, to Israel as an everlasting covenant. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading here out of Psalms. Next I go to Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm coming out of the worker tonight. It said God is on our side. We live in troubled times. Seems like the sun won't shine. When will we realize God is on our side? God is on our side. He hide us in his arm. Protect us from harm. It's good to realize that God is on our side. Nothing can separate us. He give us strength to take all that this world may bring, because God is on our side. To everyone that are listening, God is on our side. To the everyone that participates, God is on our side. And nothing can separate. He give us strength to take, for God is on our side. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of the workers. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for Auntie Wally, Auntie Marie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Dot, Sister Shirley and family, Sister Angela, Mother May, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Uncle Gary, Uncle Willie, Reverend Slappy and family, Jarrell and family, Little Leroy, Ruth Edwards, Carlos and the Wells family, the Hurd family, the Allen family, the Thomas family, Charlie and family, the Lowe's family, the McClure family, the Ross family, Essie May and family, Vanessa and family, the Brown family, the Simmons family, the Leitner family, the Williams family, the Cody family, the Franklin family, the Peters family, the Werner family, the Moody family, Lydian family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, the Moore family, Dessa Kendrick, Dwight, Tawana and family, the Johnson family, and Marie daughter-in-law, Brian, Tony, Eric, DeMarcus, Malachi, and Tony, and anyone else that stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you continue to heal each and every one of our sick and shut-ins. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word and for your healing. Father God, we ask that you allow us to become whole again so that we may be able to give you honor and to praise your name. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, birthdays for the week of December 9th through the 15th.
Okay.
I know my grandson Michael is on the 11th.
Okay, I have Ash Ivy
on the ninth, which is the day, that's Marie's granddaughter, and her grandson EJ is on the 12th, and we have Brian Tompkin on the 12th, and we have Candace Slappy on the 12th, and we have Teresa Varner on the 12th, and we have, I have Napoleon on the 13th, and I have William Patton on the 13th, and I have, now that's it. Okay. Banyan makes it.
Praise God. There's a lot of people in December. Amen.
Amen.
We have Isaac Williams.
Okay.
Isaac.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. Okay, let's see. I have no idea who. Sister Shirley, would you do us the honor of singing the birthday song tonight?
All right. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you. Amen.
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 Happy birthday. Thank you for that beautiful song, Sister Shirley. Amen. Okay. We have reached the part of our program where you share what's on your heart, or praise report testimony, song, a poem, or even more Bible verses. And I'll just go down the list. Let's see here. Auntie Janet. Any praise report testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I would like to continue with 31 Days of Praise.
Amen.
Let me see. It says, I delight in people here on earth, but first and last I come to you, the only perfect person, the only ideal person, the only one whose love is flawless, the only one who is worthy of my highest praise. Oh God, who is like you? There is none to compare with you. And I just want to thank you, Lord. I thank you for the friends who have failed to meet my soul deepest need. They have driven me to the Savior's feet upon his love to feed. I'm grateful too through all life ways, no one to satisfy, and so I found in you alone my rich, my full supply. Lord, I love you because you're the only one who can be a true friend. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet, out of the 31 Days of Praise. Let's see here. Next, I'll go to Hubert. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'd like for all to send out a special prayer to Dwight. He's in the hospital in intensive care. So I'm asking everybody to send out a special prayer for him. And I'll be reading from Jeremiah 45. This is what Jeremiah, prophet to Baruch, son of Neriah, in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, king of Judah. After Baruch had written out on the scroll the word Jeremiah was then dictating, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, said to you, Baruch. He said, woe to me. The Lord has added sorrow to my pain, and I'm a worm out with groaning and find no rest. The Lord said, say this to him. This is what the Lord said. I will overthrow what I have built and uproot what I have planted throughout the land. So that you then seek great things for yourselves, seek them not. I will bring disaster on all people, declares the Lord. But wherever you go, I will let you escape with your life. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert. Next, I'll go to Auntie Dot. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to read a little poem. Dear God, nothing is impossible for you or for your son. I just have to remember all the things that you have done. You are the one who made the mountain and the one who parted the sea. Thank you, God, that you are also the one who cares for me. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you for that beautiful poem, Auntie Dot. Next, I go to Mom. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I got a little praise report. I took faith in the weight this year, and I found out that I'm the second runner-up. So that's the good
Amen.
Thing.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. Hallelujah.
Oh,
amen. Okay. And I'm going to read Psalm 131.
Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to read what now,
Psalm 131? Psalm 131. My heart is not proud, O Lord. My eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matter or things too wonderful for me, but I have still and quiet my soul like a weary child with his mother. Like a weary child is my soul within me. O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forevermore. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, and congratulations on your 12 pounds.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And second runner-up. Hallelujah. Okay, let's see. Next I'll go to, well, we have another caller. Would that be Brother Daniel?
Uh-huh. Yeah, bro, I got caught up in the football. I forgot what time it was.
Anything you would like to share with the group tonight, Daniel?
I ain't got nothing to say. I just want to listen to everybody more. Somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glad you're joining in with us. Okay.
Amen.
Let's see here. Next I'll go to, let's see. Where am I? Auntie Betty? Any praise support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm still in the worker. I'm a poem out of the worker. It said,
Amen.
The time for love. A time is given us for everything, and all to need, and all the need help to bloom and grow. There is a special place for everyone, a path no feet but yours was meant to go. A time is set aside in which we learn first to crawl and walk, to run and play, and then the riches of the wild joy are saved for us for yet another day. There is a time for heartaches and for sighs, a time for laughter and a time for song, because God kept us in order at all things. A special time in which we each belong, but love remained unshackled till the end. God so ordained that it should be this way. It's known no season, and the time for love is yesterday, tomorrow, and today. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of the workers. Next, I go to Sister Shirley. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Okay. Let's see here. Auntie Carrie, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem?
Yeah, I'm going to come out to work with just a little small poem.
Amen.
Each of us can serve in ways that can make a difference in the life of others. In the word of John Wesley, we should remember to do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the time you can, to all the people you can, as long as you can. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of the workers. Let's see here. Angela, is there any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group?
I just want to thank everyone for listening to me. And I also want to give you an update on how I'm doing. I'm no longer wobbling. I am walking without my walker.
Praise God.
If mom's scale is correct, I've gained 10 pounds over the last 2 weeks.
How many?
My appetite is back.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank all of you all for your prayers. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
the Lord.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for that praise report, Angela. We want to hear another one again and again and again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay, let's see. I would like to welcome Sister Shirley back. We missed you last week. Amen.
Amen.
Last week was my birthday, and I was out out to a birthday celebration.
Hey, hallelujah. All right.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. All right,
yes,
Shirley.
And many more.
Thank you.
Amen. Okay, and let's see, we just like to praise God for Angela, speedy recovery, and keep the prayers coming. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. God is good. God is good. Okay, if there ain't nothing anyone would like to share at this point in time, we can bow our head for the closing prayer.
Heavenly Father, thank you for loving all of us despite of our circumstance. Strengthen us to share your love and kindness with our hurting world. Loving God, thank you for the joy of Christmas. Help us to share that joy with others. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellum family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that would help us through our busy week. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House. Bless America. Bless Israel and other nations, our schools, and our prayer lines. Father God, we promise to put on our suit of armor this week for protection from our enemies. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen?
Amen.
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 God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosperous, victorious week. We love you all, and good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
We love you all.
Love
her. Hello? Hello?
from the Dallas family, we would like to leave this for our listeners. Oh, Heavenly Father, we praise you today for the promise of victory in our life. Thank you for your word and the precious blood of your Son that causes us to overcome every area of our life. With the fruit of my lips, I will praise all day long. The Neville family, you want to have a blessed week. Love you all. Good night. It'll be all right.